Robert De Niro has spent decades playing tough guys, from a mobster in The Godfather to a psychopathic stalker in The Taxi Driver. But he has another side to him that many people don't know about. He's been more than 20 years good friends with Japanese celebrity chef Nobu Matsuhisa and co-owns and co-founded a series of posh restaurants around the world. Welcome to a conversation with chef Nobu Matsuhisa and his sidekick, Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro has acted in more than 90 films, won 2 Academy Awards, and has been ranked as one of the most popular American actors around. But this tough guy actor has also been good friends with Japanese chef Nobuyuki Matsuhisa for more than 2 decades. With De Niro, Nobu, and partner Maya Turpa setting up Nobu restaurants around the world. Nobu-san, Mr. Robert De Niro, thank you very much for being on Conversation With. Nobu-san, has Robert De Niro ever cooked for you? Is he good at cooking?
What are you talking about? He cooked for? No, it's impossible. You know, it's...
I can make him a good cup of coffee, that's it.
He loves it. He knows all the good food. You know, that's why I'm so excited to cook for him, because he understands all the food qualities, and, you know, that's why it's a very... happy to do business with him, because he understands my philosophy also.
In all these years, you have been partners now for Nobu more than 20 years, and you still haven't learned to get... You didn't learn to cook, and you haven't got any cooking tips from him?
No, unfortunately, I haven't. I mean, I look back on it, I say maybe I should have. If there was a part that came along where I had to play a chef like Nobu, of course I'd be with him all the time. But no, I haven't, and that's part of me regrets that.
You've also done, though, some small roles, Memoirs of the Geisha, Casino, in acting. Did he give you any tips for how to act?
Well, play the movies, he gave it to me opportunity, you know. It's like so much fun. Still, I remember, so first times I start Casino to start shooting the Las Vegas. So he knocked my trailers, you know, give me the champagnes. He said, don't worry, I'm here, you know. And that's why I very comfortable to stay with him. So first movie, Casinos.
Yeah, and he had Marty Scorsese, and Marty's very easy with people, especially if they've not had any experience acting per se, and you know, in the situation. He was so he was in good hands.
What advice do you give, though, to amateur actors?
Well, it depends on what kind of an amateur. If it's an amateur who's just doing it, or if it's a person playing a part that. And they're not normally, they don't normally act in things, but like in Nobu's case, I would just say, be yourself, don't worry. There's nothing that you will do that it will be wrong. You're not expected to do anything that'll be difficult, and you should have fun with it, and just, and that's what I would say. If it was a professional actor who's supposed to do it, then you'd have another thing to say. Possibly, or it would be maybe the same thing. I don't know if that's making sense, what I'm saying to you.
Well, when you act, you are not acting your own character. He's not himself in his movies, or are you yourself in your movies?
Well, you use parts of yourself for the parts that are applicable to the situation and to the character. So that's what I always, that's what I do. That's what I say, and that's what I do. Does that make sense?
I suppose so, but that would make me a bit uneasy, because you have been playing some rather dangerous roles.
Yes.
and psychopathic stalkers and all that sort of thing and boxers. So I'd be rather apprehensive if that was really who you were. Should I be backing away?
Yeah, but it's not who I am, it's who I... It's like... It's more... it's like if you have a dream or you think or you'd like to do something, but you don't actually do it. You know, there's a difference between doing something and actually not doing it, playing a part, but knowing it's not real in the final analysis, as opposed to thinking it's real and doing it. Then that's another kind of problem or issue for the person who would be if they did do that kind of thing. So those people wind up in jail or in a mental institution.
So you're saying it could be possibly part of our character, but that doesn't mean we express it.
Yes, it's about expression, even though, you know, those are things you could imagine, but you're not actually doing them. And there's a cathartic release in that, you know. It's like I compare it to dreams. People dream all kinds of things and they wake up relieved that it didn't happen, but in the dream it was real. And I think movies are like dreams, collective social dreams, societal dreams. I don't want to get all, but you know, that's kind of what I think they have a certain cathartic release for audiences.
Is it the rather negative way of looking at things, though? Because that means that we're having some pretty nasty dreams.
Well, no, but those types of nasty dreams, as you would say, or the ones that are pleasant. It's at both sides of the spectrum.
Right through to Meet the Fockers.
There you go.
Coming back, though, to the relationship between the two of you, been going on now for a good number of years. Many business partners, though, don't last that long because they end up disagreeing. Why is it that you've been able to agree with him? What is it about Robert De Niro, and the other way around as well, that it's made it possible for you to go on and that, you know, you haven't had a breakup, so to say?
Well, you know, last time I met him, like, almost 28 years ago. So he invited me to come to New York to opening restaurants. But at that time, to me, it's still early, you know, because just my first restaurants open after a year. So, but, you know, he was like wait for like, you know, 3-4 years. So that's why I respect to you know, because he has a big star, everyone know him. He invited me, but I said no, the first offer. But he was waiting for me, and that's why I appreciate now. It's now I understand. So it's Bob De Niro's. It's like, you know, it's not the only Hollywood big star. So, and I feel like a more real person. That's why I respect him. I trust him. Then we start the first restaurants in New York, almost 21 years. So not only business, more like friendships, partnerships, and understanding each other's philosophy. So that's why I respect so much for him.
Why did you think that Nobu-san was someone waiting for? I mean, you kept at it for several years, asking him again to open the restaurant in New York.
Well, no, I mean, I was brought there once, and then I saw him way in the beginning when he first opened, and I knew. I said, if ever you want to open a restaurant in New York, let me know if you... And at that time, I had opened the Tribeca Grill with Drew Nieperant and in the Film Center, and so I had some understanding, and always wanted to put a restaurant in the Film Center, but I said, this will be great. And that's how it started, you know. Then eventually Nobu came around and wanted to start something in the city, in New York, and that's how it happened.
Who has the final word when you open a new restaurant? Celebrity Japanese chef Nobu Matsuhisa, together with longtime friend and Academy Award-winning actor Robert De Niro, started the Nobu brand more than 20 years ago. Together, they now own and run more than 30 restaurants around the world, some of which are Michelin-starred, and the latest opening being in Kuala Lumpur. Has the final word when you open a new restaurant? Does he get to have the final word? Is he the one who decides, or do you say, no, I am chef, I decide, I'm the boss?
We have to feel like a feeling. So what's countries, what's cultures, what kind of product they have, you know, what kind of peoples. So then, mostly the mayor and I, so traveling, then we do like four or five times the partner meeting, and everything is on the tables. Then we start talking about how about this. And Bob has his opinions, so we have a lot of opinions. You know, we let a talk to each other. Then finally, we decide, okay, go for. So not only me, not only for him. You know, we are working like the teams, good partnerships.
So a bit of give and take in this.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. I mean, everybody has their strengths. He obviously, Nobu has his strengths for what he does. I have in what I do, Mayor in what he does, and other members of the team. We all sort of figure out what's the best thing collectively and what to do. Sometimes it might be a leap of faith that one of us feels very strongly about, and we say, we don't know, but if you say so, let's do it. It's that kind of thing.
Where has it been a leap of faith where you tried something that you were not so comfortable with, but you thought it was worth giving it a go?
Well,
each of your locations.
I think, I won't say what particular, too personal way, but Nobu had ideas about things that I wasn't sure about and that I now agree that he was right.
And you won't tell us what that is.
No, it's stupid. But then there were things, the hotel. We were this hotel thing. I was pretty feeling pretty strongly that we should go into this attempt to go into this because we were always being approached by people to go into a hotel to give them a certain cachet or credibility. And I'm saying, well, why are we going into this place to give them this, and let's give it to ourselves? So we started slowly shifting that, and now the people who would come to us to come into a restaurant, be partners for whatever country or territory that we're talking about, would now be of the understanding that it's for a hotel in total. Some countries you still maybe would do a restaurant, but basically that was the change.
Do you ever miss cooking the way you used to for just a very small number of persons, you know, six seats there in a sushi bar where you can see your customer in the face? Because, for example, like here in Kuala Lumpur, you'll be here for a while, but it doesn't have that personal Nobu touch in some way.
Cooking is all my life. Also, so before the New York, Nobu first one, and Matsuhisa at the Beverly Hills, it's over 28 years now. So start my business. It's a lot young chefs it's growing with business with me. Always we talked about like our philosophies and the quality food and the quality service, and let's explain to us what we have to do. So means last 28 years, so a lot of teams, it's growing. It's like a family. So all the family understand my philosophies. So means not necessarily 100% I have to control the quality.
Do you ever worry that you've got too big? Have you agreed that there's a limit to what you will give the Nobu name to?
Yeah, there is a limit, and you have to be careful where you're going to go and whether it's worth it, the time and effort. Some place might be good symbolically, but it's not really a financial windfall, if you will, but it's still worth it for other reasons. So we do think of those things every time. Of course we do.
So are you going to limit the size, or is the expansion, so to say, limitless?
It's not limitless. It's just that we have to just be very careful where we go in certain places and whether it's worth it for us and who our partners are.
So you would close something down, though, if it wasn't working on the numbers?
I would say if it really was a problem for whatever reason, and we all felt that there was a reason to let it go, we would agree on that. That's rare, very rare, rare, very rare.
Number is very important, of course, but we need like a more personal touch to work in that together.
What about you, Mr. De Niro? Is there a time when you think you might stop acting, concentrate only on the restaurants, on the hotels. What is the difference between an average chef and a great chef?
I think passions. And it's any kind of business, you know, like acting, cooking, architect, music, and, you know, and art. It's people have the passions. It's people understand to, like, what you do, so.
Would you agree, is that the same in acting? It's the passion that does it?
Yes, and it's also the wanting to make sure that things are special, done in a special way, and done right, and not let go or put out there until they are right, to Nobu's satisfaction and to our satisfaction. And he is great at that. And it's also the whole organization, keeping it's like an extended family of sorts that Nobu has a strong feeling about, and I totally understand that. The people that he that work for him and us, that they're not just employees, but they're people who are extended family in a certain way.
Do you think you get on? Because I have the sensation you both of you get on very well because you have a fussy streak. You want things to be just right.
We do get along. He's got a great sense of humor, so we always kid each other about stuff.
If you were going to make a dish, which I'm a bit surprised, have you ever made a dish based on this gentleman, on Robert De Niro? What would that dish be if you could think of a dish? Lots of wasabi, I suppose.
Well, you know, he doesn't eat much like an oyster or the shellfish. He doesn't like it. But first time met him, and like already he come, you know, no, anything you want, you know, anything you want. And sometimes, I just a little today, you know, like a salad. But when I start cooking, so he eat all. He never stopped eating. He loves eat food. Yeah, and especially... Yeah, it's like you know, black cod is my signature dish, and first time he eat my black cod, he love it, you know. Then one, I had interviews, what Robert De Niro likes it. I mentioned my mistake, but I mentioned to the he likes the black cod. Now it's a black cod inspired to all over the world. You know, used to be like a 25 cent of the pound, now it's like a $10 a pound. You know, this is my fault. Because he likes the black card. I mentioned to him after he liked it. So
you are to blame for the reason we are now paying so much for card. If you could ask for a dish to be made for you from this kind gentleman, what would it be?
That's a difficult one. I would never say, I can't think. I mean, I could do that, but I just say whatever you want to make, you know, bring it out. It's all great.
Yeah, so he likes the shake for the black card.
Yes, alcohol, though, is not food. Not as far as we know as yet.
It's like a food and a drink. It's very important, you know. We call it food and wine, but the food and drink, you know, because enjoy the food. I don't know if it depends on the religions, but, you know, always my food and, like, enjoy food, enjoy drink. Then it makes us happy. This is Nobu's philosophy.
You sit here in this very beautiful restaurant. People who come here are the beautiful people brought in by yourself as well. But here in Asia, in some ways, we don't care necessarily that it looks so beautiful. We are happy to sit at the side of the road and eat a very, very good bowl of noodles. So do you agree that you don't need it to be beautiful or posh or expensive to eat good food?
But beautiful is better than beauty. You know, it's the best way, the beautiful restaurants, it's stay comfortable and good food, good service. You know, we're trying to, like, always looking for the which way it's the best way. So, means, you know, it's never stop, always we're looking for the goal for the next step.
Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I think maybe we should open a stand down on the street, too.
Do you worry, though, that your own families... will get too used to this kind of a life where they think that, you know, it always has to be comfortable, it always has to be posh, it always has to be lovely, and that you can't actually do things which are simple, inexpensive, and still have a good time.
Sure. I mean, I always tell my kids, certain things that they do with me this is not part of the real world. It's, you're going to, and they see enough of the real world to know exactly what I'm talking about when they're not with me. So, that's very important that they have a balanced idea of what real things are.
Was there ever a time, though, Nobu-san, that you thought you would stop being a chef, that you wanted to give up, you didn't want to have your own restaurant? Because you've been through some tough times.
It's cooking's all my life. Why I have to stop to cooking? Because I loved cooking, because I was cooking, that's why I'm here. Bob gave me an offer to come to New York, then we start to New York, now we have less than the 5 continents. I appreciate my life, I appreciate it's my teams, and it's still, it's keep cooking, and one day, maybe I got the heart attack, the stroke, or I cannot move to the body, maybe I have to stop, but I don't want to give up.
What about you, Mr. De Niro? Is there a time when you think you might stop acting, concentrate only on the restaurants, on the hotels?
I don't see that happening soon. I've been very busy lately, and I enjoy being busy. I say, if I'm not busy, what am I going to do? Yes, I'm going to be with my family and my children, yes, and do other things that I'd like to do. But at the same time, I'm taking advantage of things that I can while I can, while I have the strength and the will and the ambition to do those things.
So in 10 years from now, we can do this interview again in Singapore?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Nobu-san, thank you very much for being on Conversation with Mr. De Niro. Thank you very much.